Welcome to today's Strategic Housing Podcast, where our goals are to connect people, share innovative ideas, and collaborate with partners on affordable housing opportunities and replicable models that strengthen our communities in Kentucky and across the nation. My name is Edwin King, and I'm the Executive Director of Kentucky Housing Corporation. Today's podcast is a follow-up to our blog post titled Third World Conditions in a 21st Century America, focusing on homelessness in Kentucky and how we can continue the discussion, bringing focus to the causes and solutions of homelessness, which affects communities all across our Commonwealth. In January of this year, I participated in the K-Count, and this very worthy experience left me heartbroken, hopeful, and determined. We're not just talking about drugs and alcohol or mental illness that leads to the path of poverty, as there are many causes of homelessness. With many households paying half or more of their income to housing, often a medical bill or another household emergency could be the tipping point. Or a family fleeing a domestic violence situation could be the tipping point. Or disabilities can have barriers to access jobs and affordable housing. And some are veterans who are at risk and return to civilian life, needing a complex system of support services. Today, our special guest, Beverly Isom, serves as the Homeless Services Manager at KCEOC Community Action Partnership in Barbourville, Kentucky, who brings her experience and perspective in working directly with individuals and families who are homeless or at risk and provides community support programs. Beverly, thank you for being our guest today.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
So before we begin the conversation, I want to explain what the K-Count is and why it is so important to Kentucky. Each year in January, KHC and our partners conduct the K-Count, which is a count of homeless adults and families across the state, to monitor the homeless situation in Kentucky and bring resources from housing and urban development to the state to provide shelter and services. HUD requires the count to demonstrate the need, which determines the amount of resources Kentucky receives. The K-Count is a very important activity that provides us with a snapshot of the homeless population based on volunteer efforts in each community. Our continuum of care partners and volunteers are vital in conducting the count to be able to best canvas our communities and survey people in areas where they seek shelter, which varies greatly between urban and rural communities. Today, I'm talking with Beverly to discuss the challenges and opportunities with the count in homeless population, challenges and solutions with drug and opioid addiction on the rise, and a more rural perspective since Kentucky is mostly a rural state. So, Beverly, please tell us a little bit about your background and your passion that drives your work with KCEOC Community Action Partnership.
Okay, Edwin, thank you. I am Beverly Isom, and I'm the Homeless Services Manager and the Housing Counselor. I manage the KCEOC Emergency Support Center and do the post-purchase, pre-purchase, foreclosure, rental counseling sessions for the Housing Department as well. But I've been with KCEOC Community Action Partnership since 2005. I began as a case manager for the Workforce Investment Act. But the homeless population captured my heart and has driven my passion, the fight to end homelessness.
Beverly, have you been touched by a particular success story that drives your passion to lead the efforts of providing housing solutions to the homeless in your community?
When I left my position in the workforce area, I was involved in our shelter. I was leaving one day to go home, and I told a four-year-old child that he needed to go to his mom because it was time for me to go home. He ran down the hallway toward his mom's room, but as I was getting ready to walk out the door, he stopped and shouted back at me crying as he said, "Please don't lock the door. I need to go home too." That's one of the biggest things that drives my passion for the homelessness. To see that child's face and devastation, knowing that I was going home and I was closing the door to where he felt was going to be locked, and he had no way to go back home. Wherever he had come from that point, he still just wanted to go home. So that is the one thing that touched me to make me realize how fortunate I was to have a home. That drives my passion, is that child changed my life that day. He made me realize that homelessness is real. Although I was at a shelter working, and I saw many different aspects of homelessness, his face and his sadness made me want to progress more in my career and advance at KCEOC to try to assist in the fight to end homelessness.
Oh, my goodness. That's heartbreaking, but it's also hopeful because we have good people like you working in this mission field. Speaking of that, what are some of the challenges that you see in this area?
The challenges is with a rural area, there's not as many opportunities and resources for the homeless population to reach out to and to receive assistance and services through. There's very limited transportation, very limited jobs, educational opportunities. Affordable housing is a huge issue in our area.
Where are some of the homeless dwelling in rural Kentucky?
When we performed our K counts this year, we found people in wooded areas, in tents. Sometimes it would just be tarps thrown around trees or branches. It would be covers like blankets. Some would have no shelter as a tent or anything else that could provide shelter. They were under bridges. They were at local hospital waiting areas just for the night because of the cold. We found people staying at churches throughout the night just to stay warm. But in a rural area, it's very hard to locate the homeless unless you go out physically and try to travel down that path to where you know where to find them. You get leads by asking people in the school system. Different partnerships that we've gained throughout the K-Count has led us to many different areas where they stay, in some abandoned housing. We found maybe 10 people living in a tile under the road, not even under a bridge. It was in a tile. That's where we saw people just coming up from the side of the road. Looked like they were coming up from a stream, a creek side, but they were living inside of a tile.
Wow. Wow. Well, I've had the opportunity to participate in the K-Count with one of our other partners in the state this past winter. And, you know, I got to see some of those things, and it really gives you a good picture of where housing policy and healthcare policy and other policy related to those really should intersect. Because, I mean, you think about someone getting sick when they're living in, you know, in a tent or living under a tree in the wintertime, and the unlikelihood of them getting well in a timely fashion. You know, healthcare costs for taxpayers soar due to more frequent emergency room visits, you know, because people aren't able to get healthy. And so it's really, really heartbreaking. You know, it certainly is a challenge in rural Kentucky. What opportunities do you see in helping the homeless population and providing better outcomes for those who find themselves in a tile or in under a tent or under a tree in rural communities?
I see more interest and more support for giving opportunities to homelessness in rural areas. We have our continuum of care program. We have our essential services grant funding, the rapid rehousing program. We have different service providers who are opening up their doors to us. We have collaboration agreements with different service providers in our area. In the 8-county area that we serve, we have over 220 collaboration agreements to open the doors for some of our homeless population here in Knox County and the other counties that we serve. We have the Workforce Development Act. We have WIOA. They call it WIOA. That is finding people employment, showing them how to become employed. We have case management that is teaching people life skills, educational importance, assisting them with getting educational opportunities and careers.
That's great. Well, you know, I talk often about, you know, creating new partnerships and building upon old partnerships about addressing the homeless population. So it really, in thinking about solutions to help our homeless population, how can we better engage community leaders and others, and not necessarily connected to housing, to work together and examine community issues holistically and integrate support services, affordable housing, education, healthcare, and jobs to help break that cycle of poverty?
I can tell you what we here at KCEOC has implemented to try to connect with these local authority figures and politicians and different service providers. We have a community needs assessment that we complete each year. We meet, we have an interagency council meeting, and we always invite all leaders of our town and different service providers to that meeting. We meet twice a year on that. We have developed the partnerships, like I said, in 8 counties with 220 service providers. I think to get more, we have to do more advocating for the purpose with different people that are not involved in our housing departments. We have one third of our board We've included public officials. We've engaged people to take part. The last 2 years has been extremely big for our K count. We've reached out to different leaders instead, like you said, of just housing and homeless areas, and invited them to come in and see our numbers, to see our statistics, to try to convince them and show them the need that we have. And I think that with gathering the information that we do on our community needs assessment for the housing and homeless, and that in, our community needs assessment involves many more areas than housing and homeless, but it does include those areas. And we advertise that. We show people that we are in need of this help. And annually, we go to Capitol Hill. We provide focus groups that discuss the issues that they face, like incarceration, like criminal background records, just different areas. And I just think we need to show that evidence to our local leaders to show that we can support our need.
Well, that's great. Well, Beverly, thank you so much for your time with us today and sharing your experience and expertise with us today. We look forward to strengthening our count process to bring more resources to the state of Kentucky. I cannot adequately express my appreciation and admiration to our partners who work every day to help those in need find that safe place to live. We must bring new and seasoned partners together to have frank conversations of what is happening in our communities. We need to work together on common ground and leverage resources to find innovative solutions that strengthen our commonwealth. To our audience, thank you for connecting with us today and listening to our podcast. You're welcome to join the conversation by leaving comments, and please share today's podcast in your social media streams to help us broaden our conversation. Follow us on social media. Until next time, thank you. As a follow-up to these podcasts, the 2018 K-Count, or Annual Point-in-Time Count, results have been released. This is the effort to count homeless Kentuckians living on the streets, in emergency shelters, or transitional housing programs within the balance of state, which is the 118 counties outside of Fayette and Jefferson counties. The K-Count occurred on the night of January 31st of 2018. Due to separate funding streams, Lexington and Louisville conduct their own counts on the same night. The balance of state identified 2,077 persons, while Louisville identified 926 persons, and Lexington identified 685 persons. County-by-county data can be found for the 2018 K-Count and previous year's counts on KHC's website at www.kyhousing.org under Specialized Housing K-Count. The next K-Count will occur in January of 2019. To learn more about this effort and volunteer opportunities to help conduct the count in your community, sign up to receive KHC's eGrams for homeless and support services. Thank you.